Lisa Brickhouse hopping in and taking over the airwaves from Lee Foster. So thanks to Lee for letting me have a very special in-studio guest about a year, and some change ago.
Year and change, exactly.
August, I had you in here. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I am Tyler Nilsson.
Hi, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
It is awesome to be in here with you, and I'm just telling you, I've got major microphone issues.
So. I don't. I've got no microphone issues. I'll do all the work
for
you.
You are clear as a bell over there, so I do apologize for my tech. So I'm just going to ask you some questions, and you can do the talking. And then when you hear any rustling in here, it's actually...
Thanks for having me, by the way. I appreciate
it. Tyler and I arm wrestling in here. If you hear any wrestling, it's just us getting crazy.
Oh, Lord.
I appreciate you having you in here for more than one reason. You know, we've got you back in here because I have told you many times, you are our hometown hero. We love you dearly.
Sweet. Thank you. I feel like there's 10 people out there that I'm like, that guy's pretty heroic. But I appreciate you think that of me. Thank you.
I was disappointed when you had to rock shoes on the London red carpet, though. I was like, come on, Tyler. Come on, barefoot boy.
Well, it's funny. Well, funny story about that is that I was forced. I had a... we sold... To the people who aren't listening, I made a movie last year called The Peanut Butter Falcon. And we, when we took it out, like, you know, to, you know, theaters and stuff, we had to sell it to a company. And that company was very adamant about me doing things like wearing shoes and not cussing on the radio. And yeah, there was a whole list of things. We also went to the Oscars and I didn't get to go, I think because they were a little nervous because I was like, I'm just not wearing shoes. So I didn't wear shoes to the premiere, and then I didn't get invited to much after that.
You were invited to something pretty phenomenal, and we will get to the Peanut Butter Falcon. You know, it's a groundbreaking, award-winning movie, and I do want to talk about another award that you guys received and your acceptance speech. It was for an award in France.
Oh, gosh.
And did you dance to, I don't know, are you a fan of the Pointer Sisters?
For the people listening out there, I didn't know, it was the Deauville? It was Deauville Film Festival, which is really big in Europe, and I didn't know, and then we had one. I forget what we won. We won, you know, like best film under a certain, I don't know. We won a film thing. And they were like, yeah, just give an acceptance speech. And then we recorded it on my computer and I didn't really know what to say. So we just kind of danced our feelings out and sent that in. And then they played that in front of like, I don't know, 10,000 people. And
I just heard, bonjour, bonjour, yeah.
Yeah, people were freaking out. And then they sent us a video of them playing that. And I was like, I cannot believe. I thought it was just, you know, I don't pay attention. If it's not for, I know what Sundance is, but like, I didn't really know that Deauville was, you know, and I saw pictures and there's all these people like in like, you know, black tie. And
it was their Oscars.
It was their Oscars. Yes. And we won stuff. And I was in, you know, like my like Manio High School sweatshorts and like a gross, and like I had like a homemade mohawk. And I'm just like dancing. I'm like, yeah, Deauville, woo! But they seemed to like it, or you know, yeah, it worked.
And then shared it here, and I love of course, the local support.
I love the local support too.
Tonight, Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah,
our friend Buddy Creef. I told Buddy we wouldn't talk too much crap about him.
Let's do it though. Let's talk some crap about him.
Okay. Well, let's see. Bad things. Well,
mediocre looking at best.
Can we do a Buddy Creef accent?
Oh, I can't do one. I can't even. I won't even try.
Love popcorn and peace.
Yeah,
that wasn't good enough.
Love peace and popcorn.
There you go. That's it. 8 o'clock tonight, Peanut Butter Falcon. Yeah. After the Pioneer being closed since March, we're very excited. They're at limited capacity, so you got to get your tickets. They're going to be airing it through next week. But for those that have been living under a rock, you know, Peanut Butter Falcon, I know we could talk hours about it. You know how much I love it, and I know how much this community loves it. It is...
It's Down weird. Syndrome. It's weird. It's opening again.
It is. That's opening
it's
again.
A very strange. Like I even told Buddy, I was like, "You should play like Top Gun or Jaws because I feel like people have already seen this movie." And I even told my mom this morning. I was like, "Oh, I'm going on the radio," and she was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Well, because Peanut Butter Falcon's playing the movie theater in Manio." And then she said, and it was really sweet. She actually just said, "Why?" And then I was like, "I can't really explain it because." Movies are tough to get. I even told Buddy, I was like, you should get Tenet. That seems really cool. But I guess it's hard to like get a movie in a movie theater and you got to like make a lot of calls and there's a lot of red tape and stuff. So
at this point in time. So yeah. So Jaws is going to be like next week. But
yes.
You are kicking off the reopening, the
re-grand
opening of the movie.
I know. And I told Buddy, I was like, please don't play Peanut Butter Falcon. It makes me nervous because I feel like this weird ego thing. Like people are like, oh, you must have gone and been like, Buddy, you should play my movie. But then he was really sweet. I was like, I don't know if you should play it. And then he was like, don't. He was like, don't worry, bud. What did he say? He was like, don't worry, bud. It's the first week. People are still nervous, but you know, we'll see how many people come. Like basically, like it doesn't really matter. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel good. But it is playing in Manio at 8 o'clock for the week, and I'm excited. I think I'm gonna go there and do some Q&As, and just I'm really grateful that this community's been so supportive of this film. It wouldn't exist without the people in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Like it has been, you know, we shot it in Georgia for tax incentive reasons, but there's a bunch of shots in there. We shot in Wanchese, we shot in Manio. I could sit here and just name people that really like took care of us. And that movie exists because of this community. I feel like it's our movie. So it's so nice to be like, I guess we're going to do one more run.
So we know, hold on, mic issues. So I'm just going to ask it out loud. You know, we know about Zach as the lead actor in the movie. How, the question that some people wanted me to ask you is, how did you meet him?
I was volunteering at a camp for people with and without disabilities, and I met him there. He was just had that kind of, he was that kind of guy that was he just had good vibes. He was a rad dude, and I liked him, and he liked me, and we started hanging out and you know, spending time together. And then, you know, one day he was like, I would really like to be a movie star. And I was like, I don't know how you can make that happen. And he was like, if you wrote me a movie and made a movie for me, I could be in it. And then I was like, actually, that makes sense. And then we kind of started down that road. We wrote a movie together. We started shooting it, and it was just sort of kind of got bigger. It was sort of that, you know, if you build it, they will come thing from Field of Dreams. And I've been making short films down here with the help of, you know, again, this amazing community. I had never tried to make anything that big. And then, you know, it was really crazy to, you know, to shoot that. You know, we shot like a proof of concept, and people stepped up, and, you know, we had like movie stars, you know, call. I had the script written with my phone number on the front page of the script. And nice. I got a call from Shia LaBeouf, a FaceTime actually. And I picked up and I was like, who is this? And it was like, he was like, hey, what's up, Shia? I want to be in this movie. And then I was like, did you read the script? Like, I mean, I was like, of course, but you know, what do you think of the script? And he was like, I haven't read it. You know, like I just saw the proof of concept that you guys made. So
how about Dakota? How'd you get her and Bruce? I mean, Thomas Hayden. I mean, these guys. And gals. You know,
Thomas Hayden Church, John Hawks. Honestly, like, I feel like we got Shia first, and I think he's an actor's magnet.
Yeah.
And people really want to work with him. You know, the ego in me wants to be like, oh, clearly it was the script, but I think it was Shia. I think that he came, and I think the script was great. But I think that Shia really took to the video we shot here on the Outer Banks, like sort of like a small trailer for the film, like a 5-minute trailer. And then everybody else was like, well, Shia's doing it. He's kind of a gold standard in actors right now. And
so you got the actors. I wanted to ask you something I didn't ask you when you were here last time. The soundtrack, phenomenal.
Yeah.
That tune, What Makes a House a Home,
it
literally resonates in my head
for hours and hours afterwards.
I was doing some research on that. I know the guy that, I don't know him, but the singer.
Yeah, Parker.
Parker.
Yep.
He's got new music out.
He does.
But is it Paris Jackson that
she is
on?
Yep, Michael Jackson's daughter is on that song. I never told anybody that.
Sorry, I dug deep.
I know.
I did my Nancy Drew.
I know, that's good. We, really long story, sort of short. I know.
We just got time. It's radio.
I know.
Time. We don't care, Tom.
It's so I know. I feel so LA. I'm like, oh yeah, Michael Jackson's daughter. I never told anybody that. We wrote that song. We couldn't find an end song, and we were going to final mix the next day. And I called my buddy Parker. I was like, come over. We have to write a song tonight. And he came over, and we sat with that, and we came up with that song. And I loved that song. It was really beautiful. And then we had to record it the next day. And I called my friend Butch. My buddy Butch Walker, who has a music studio, and I was like, I really need your help right now. I need someone to come in and do some harmonies, and I basically need to turn around a song in a day. And he's like, okay. And then I didn't realize it was Paris Jackson, but I met her.
See, sweet girl. Did you meet her?
Yeah, of course.
She's
Paris, she's rad.
Dawning, dude. I mean, she's just phenomenal. And as you said, the harmonies that chose that, it's just such an incredible. Yeah.
And Jessie Payo, there's a woman on the song named Jessie Payo who does some great harmonies as well.
Okay, cool. Because I could, on that same song.
Yep, on that same song.
Because you could hear the two different female voices in there. Soundtrack, is that available for download?
I think it's on Spotify. Okay. I mean, I guess you could buy it. if I was you and I was at home, I would either YouTube it right now or Spotify it,
okay.
You know, or, I don't know, Pandora. I don't know. I don't know how that works. You could play it on the radio.
I can.
Yeah.
In fact, Lee Foster, our music director's here, so we're going to talk to him after this interview.
I can't believe Lee didn't play it to open with.
Well, we might. You know, the day is still young,
That's
Tyler.
True. That's true. House of Home, House coming of up home, next. Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
It's true. We can do that. It's new, music, it's new Music Friday.
That's true.
It came out a year ago.
That's,
you know,
that's
it's
true as well.
New music
yeah.
for the airwaves yeah. here. So all of this, I do want to ask you
ask away.
Through Lucky Treehouse Production. Mm-hmm. It's you and Michael Schwartz. Mm-hmm. We don't want to leave out Michael. And
no.
I have those awesome pictures of you guys from last year.
Well, you asked.
So nice.
I know.
I love you guys.
I love you too. Well, it's funny because I saw that you were like, hey, we'll just replay, we'll replay the interview they did last year. And I was like, no, no, no. What if I said something dumb last year? I can't do it. I can't.
You did. No, I'm just
did saying. Well, I felt a little bit weird because you were like, take a picture with me. And I was, I have never been that tired in my life. We had been on planes like Europe to like the heartland. We had been going everywhere. And this was like sort of our last stop with the big opening that week. And you were like, take a picture with me, and I like was so tired. I remember like I rested my head like on your shoulder, and then you were like, oh, it's so cute. And I was like, oh, it looks like my face is on your boob and it doesn't look cute. So I was like, all right, let's redo
others.
It
I did the others, the Photoshop
yes.
ones. Yeah,
yes. Yeah.
All right, so with Lucky Treehouse, you know, some folks have heard of the Moped Diaries. I actually mm-hmm. revisited that this
did
morning.
You
yes, like, man, it's so cool.
It's
I mean, it's
film.
A short
I know.
Film, but
that's another Outer Banks
so
movie.
Much.
I know.
It does. So
yeah.
We're not talking Netflix Outer Banks. We're talking the real Outer Banks, and that's under Lucky Treehouse Production.
Yep.
And
yep. It's on, you know, it's a short film I made here with, again, the help of all the people in this community. You could find it on YouTube. It's called The Moped Diaries. Yep.
Or you could go to LuckyTreehouseProductions.com. Or
you could. You could watch it there.
Yeah. I did that this morning.
I haven't been to that website in a long time either. I'm just like, I guess you could go to that website. Or you just go to YouTube.
Awards,
I don't know.
Things. I don't know. That yeah. type of stuff. Well, yeah. I do want to say today, actually this month is Down Syndrome Awareness Month.
Yes.
And I was talking to my friends, my friend Bubby, the lead guitarist.
Lead guitarist.
The Shredders.
The yeah. Shredders, yep.
I was talking to his sister, TK, yesterday, and, you know, it just makes me so proud. Our community is just so inclusive, and that's what you have done. You've shown the world that inclusiveness is not hard to do. It's just being kind and accepting people who for
yeah.
what they are.
Yeah, it's, thank you. I think this,
I'm crying, Tyler. I just made myself cry saying that.
Did you?
No, I'm just thinking about Zach
oh,
and
yeah.
Bubby and just what they bring
yeah.
to our world.
Yeah, Zach's Zach is a special human being. I really love him. And yeah, this community, I think this community is pretty rad. I think that like people here, I know you are tearing up, which it's a little early for this.
I know. Sorry. Anybody
no, no. Me. Emotions are beautiful. I'm just playing. Yeah. It's a good community. And I think that the people here are, you know, I think that that energy permeates through this place.
Definitely.
Yep.
Well, we're going to get back to some music. I got to go get that song downloaded so I can play it, hopefully, with
yes.
this new Music Friday, because I think Lee's listening. But I do just want to say, Pioneer, Peanut Butter Falcon
yep.
tonight. If you have not seen it, or even if you have, you know,
yep.
most people have been seeing it at home
mm-hmm.
on their smaller screens.
Yep.
And to see it on the big screen, which is, if I'm not mistaken, Buddy can correct me on this, I think it's the oldest single-screened family-owned theater in the nation.
It is. It is.
I got my facts.
I want to say it's 134 years old, which is crazy, but I know they were playing movies in the
20s. It was, yeah, 1918, I think.
That works for me.
I think. And I'm not going to do math.
Let's even stretch it. It was 1818.
Perfect.
And Buddy Krieff's great-great-grand... Yes, exactly. No, they've been around for a long time. It's a pretty special spot. Like, even, you know, you go there and... You know, Buddy's not wearing shoes, and you know, they're...
Like us.
I know, like us. Tickets are still really cheap. There's a community vibe. There's, like, kids parking their bikes outside. It sort of feels like Americana at its best.
It
you
is
know,
true.
Downtown Mania,
and
so it is
dollar,
special.
And $2 candy.
That's true. So, yeah. That's true. It's really cheap candy unless you bring it in your pockets, in
well,
which case it's
that.
Even cheaper. But you don't do that to Buddy.
You got to get the popcorn and the refills.
I would never do
and
that to
Jason,
Buddy.
And to Miss Grape, yeah. and all the good folks there, and if Claire's there with her cakes, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some shout outs to anybody who got a little bit of airtime left. I do just want to say thanks again for coming in, because when I posted
it.
I'm going to re-air it, and you were like or I could just redo it, and
yeah.
then I get a text, you and I, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's in town. I was like, my friend and celebrity yeah. is in town.
Easy with that.
What, the friend or the celebrity part?
Oh, I'm definitely your friend. I think it'd be a bummer to be a celebrity.
The Silvers,
I know. You're like, let's give some shout outs. I'm like, well, Now I feel like I'm on the spot, but yeah.
No.
Silver Lane, Bombtown Road.
Yes.
Squad. Love them. Nancy Silver made this movie happen. I love you. Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into some tunes, and I appreciate you coming
Thank you for
so
having
much.
Me.
Now we're going to put you to work, because we do have some moving that we're doing around here.
Oh, so. We have to do more?
Yeah, we're all barefoot.
Yep.
Barefoot
grateful.
Dreams. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank
Big
you.
Love. The Outer Banks loves you. Peanut Butter Falcon tonight, Pioneer Theater, and it is at 8 p.m., but you can download it, you can see it.
You
or
can watch
you
it on
just,
Hulu. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. I think you could stream it. You could rip it off the internet. You could steal it.
Yeah. Mad love.
You can get in a plane.
You
watch
can.
It there.
And then you can listen to What Makes the House the Home. This is Lisa and Tyler here on 99.1 The Sound.